You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. In the mysterious, unfamiliar world of secure relationships, there are so many doors that actually open up to you when you leave toxic love behind and elevate into healthy relationships. Now, as someone who successfully made the transition myself, and I've taken countless clients with me on the journey, I'm going to divulge what it's really like to be secure after a whole lifetime of having insecure attachment style, right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hello, friends, new friends and old. Welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. My name is Gloria Zhang. I am a therapist and a coach, and I help high achievers break that cycle of toxic relationships so that they can find healthy love for life. Now, this episode is going to feel like candy for those of you who are just so ready to claim healthy relationships, but maybe the idea of being in a secure relationship just feels kind of foreign to you. Like it feels like this abstract concept. It lacks tangibility. It doesn't feel real and doesn't really have texture or color yet. Now, as someone myself who has successfully transitioned from over 10 years of very, very toxic relationships and then been able to attain and keep healthy love for a long time, I can share a very unique perspective on what kind of doors actually open up to you in life once you transition into secure attachment. So this episode was actually inspired by a random comment or a message that someone wrote where I saw my old self in that message for like a split second. I remembered what it was like to have that particular old belief. So as I'm sharing the story with you, it's an invitation for you listening to be aware of what kind of old false beliefs are still kind of cropping up that you may not be noticing. So what happened was that someone messaged me and saying, "Oh, I love your relationship with Andrew. You're so lucky you found someone like that." The part that made me pause for a second was that you're so lucky to find someone like that. So I will tell you right off the bat that luck has nothing to do with finding and keeping secure relationships. But I know where this person is coming from because I used to feel that way too, right? I think a lot of us who didn't have great examples of relationships growing up, we just think that if someone has a great partner, that they struck gold, right? That they just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And I'm telling you guys, it doesn't work like that at all. I know that some of you who are business owners, you know that when someone makes six figures or seven figures in their business, it's not just sheer luck. When someone gains all this muscle at the gym, it's not that they just randomly tried out a few weights and a couple of exercises and miraculously gained 30 pounds of muscle, right? There is a method behind the madness that I teach here, and inner child work and where that meets with securing healthy relationships is really the intersection of energy work combined with strategy, clear strategy related to having trauma-informed relationships combined with consistency as well. So for example, when I was younger and I met like really nice couples who got along very well, had great communication, and they told me that they didn't argue, I didn't believe them, right? I thought, there's no way, like there's no way you guys have been together for that long and you don't fight on the daily. Because what was normal for me back then was that marriage equals problems, right? Relationships equals fighting. This was perpetuated further by the stories that we see on television, in songs, and that became the standard of normal. I would argue that that is still considered what's normal. Things feel impossible until you start hanging out with people that show you, actually, my version of normal is different. Okay. And I am now that person who doesn't fight in my relationship, right? I'm the person now who doesn't regularly spiral into these same cyclical, repetitive, exhausting arguments time and time again. And it's not luck, guys. It's clear communication strategies that are intentional and can be quantified. It is self-regulation skills that can be predicted and practiced over time. It's the willingness to prioritize relationships and my relationship skills, but also it's who I chose as my partner, knowing exactly who I am as a person and embodying the very qualities that I wanted in a partner, right? It started with me. And none of this is guesswork, guys. I've been saying this recently, but there really are a specific set of skills required to, you know, elevate into secure relationships. But I'm not going to ramble about that too much today. I'm going to be sharing with you three unique privileges that open up to you in life once you're able to crack that code of secure relationships, once you're able to attain what is possible for you in healthy, amazing relationships that you might not really realize if you're still kind of stuck in the toxic relationship realm. And I think people that were born secure and continue to be secure, they don't recognize these as privileges. But for myself, who was disorganized attachment for most of my life, because I was able to kind of transition over, I could actually put words to this, right? I can capture the essence of these new privileges that I experienced so that I can share that with you, the listeners, so that you have an idea of what is it exactly that we are working towards. Now, this whole idea of a whole new world opening up to you, this is a concept that you have to experience it to really get it. And these are exact words I've used from my clients. Like, they literally feel like a whole new world has opened up to them that they've never experienced before. It's kind of like that movie, The Secret Garden, right? It's like hidden in the bushes and you spend your whole life living in the swamps thinking that this is it. But it's not it, guys. I promise there's so much more life beyond the swamp that you're currently muddling through. So let's talk about the three privileges that unlock for you once you step into secure relationships. Privilege number one is that you actually get to move on with your life and evolve your relationship beyond just getting your needs met. Like, this is such a weird concept to grasp. So last weekend, I posted some stories on Instagram about me and Andrew going mattress shopping. I know people, they really like my behind the scenes stuff. And it feels almost absurd to even have to say this, but I actually get to talk about things like, oh, you know, which $3,000 Sealy Posturepedic mattress do we want to splurge on today and take home, right? Or we can talk about like, oh, which city in Mexico do we want to visit this summer? Or where do we want to be in 5 years? We're actually talking about and spending our energy on moving on with our relationship and evolving and growing and nurturing the relationship. Me and Andrew, we don't go in circles with the, are we okay? Are we not okay? Or having repetitive issues come up about tone of voice or your ex-boyfriend or I don't know, whatever cyclical patterns usually come up. So the reason I wanted to mention this point is that the reason most toxic relationships look like they're just circular arguments over and over again is because a foundation, that circle of safety, has not been established from the beginning. And most likely you're with somebody who is incapable, does not have the ability or resources to make you feel safe. And so you actually spend the majority of the relationship just trying to get your basic needs met, right? This is the whole inner child piece of you grew up in survival and trying to just get by. And you carry that survival into these relationships where the relationship is not a ship, right? A ship goes somewhere. It's just the stagnant energy that's just not going anywhere, right? It's on repeat. And so you don't actually grow in the relationship, but you're just repeating the same traumas. You are repeating the same wounds of not getting your needs met. You know, all the way back to episode one, right? The abandonment wounds, the trust, guilt wounds. We are festering and stewing in the exact same traumas over and over again. So if you're noticing that your relationship is based on a circular argument and it's just not going anywhere, right? You know, I would think about what is that wound that is being perpetuated. So the circle of safety is actually an exercise I do with clients before they even start dating, because you need to know what kind of needs you uniquely have as a person, right? Not everybody is going to have the same needs. Some people need more attention. Some people need less attention. There's no such thing as too much or too little, but it's about owning who you are, right? If you have anxious attachment style, it means that you literally have needs to be more connected. You need to have more consistency, more clarity, and more trust and contact in that relationship, right? It doesn't make you a needy person. It means that you have those actual needs, right? And needs are not wants or desires, but they are the foundation, the basic requirements for what makes us feel safe in relationships. And so for anxious clients, we would establish and create a circle of safety for them and helping them identify who their ideal partner actually looks like, walks like, talks like, and feels like, right? It's really, really important. And that's the first privilege, is you just get to move on with your life, right? You're not stuck in that same, you know, five-year-old younger self argument, but I get to travel the world with my partner, right? We get to talk about what are all the new restaurants that we want to check off on our list. And a lot of people think that healthy relationships are boring, but they're so much fun actually, because you get to move and grow and evolve, right? It's magical. So the second privilege is something that I like to call the lighthouse effect. And it's once you finally have your first healthy relationship, you just need to have one, that becomes the lighthouse or the roadmap to recreating it again and again. And once you have that first one, you will always be able to go back. So when I say healthy relationship, I mean the actual relationship, which means not only is your partner healthy, but you are showing up as a healthy person as well. And it only takes one time, right? Because, you know, to be honest, sometimes the first secure relationship doesn't always work out. And that is so okay, right? So, you know, going back to the business example, your first business often doesn't work out. Or let's say you hit a milestone at the gym and then you fall off the wagon for a while. But because you've already done it once, right, you have evidence that you did open shop and you made a few thousand dollars. And you have evidence that, yes, I did run a marathon last spring. Because you now have the experiential knowledge, you know that you're capable of doing it again. It's sort of like that Plato's cave analogy, that once you see it, you can't unsee it anymore. And the same thing with healthy relationships. Once you experience this and you get a whiff of this, guys, if you're exposed to the ocean, why would you ever want to go back to like a dirty little pond anymore, right? It's so much more expansive and different. And it just feels so good. You know, my clients get very uncomfortable when I tell them that for some reason, if me and Andrew don't work out, I'll be totally fine because I know that my next relationship will also be an amazing, secure relationship because I know how to get into that space now. Like I know what I need to be in order to hold that energy of attracting and maintaining the healthy dynamics inside a wonderful relationship. Right. And it's really weird to hear that possibly if we limit ourselves to stories of, oh my gosh, there's only one there's only one good person in the world. Therefore, I need to latch onto them. I have to please them and appease them and do everything in my power to not let them get away. Right. But that is so the opposite of what I teach. we have 6 core modules inside Soulmate, and we have an entire module just dedicated to abundance and creating those inner sources of abundance and love abundance. And part of that work is recognizing that 50% of the population actually has a secure attachment style, right? 50%. And even out of those 50%, you know, there will still be another fraction of them that might be good partners for you. And so essentially what I embody is that there are a lot of people out there that could be amazing romantic partners for you. And that doesn't make things less romantic or less special, right? Because that doesn't take away from the life that you build with one person. And that's all it takes, is you just need one person out of those many amazing people. And that is the lighthouse effect, right? That once you do it the first time, you will find your way back, right? It's like a dog that gets lost. He can sniff his way back home. I've had a lot of situations where clients have come back to me, you know, like years after we worked together, and said, "Hey, Gloria, I'm not with that guy anymore. But, you know, things ended and I met this other guy that's even better and even more aligned and even more secure." And that happens all the time. And it's because they have learned how to embody that in their being and bring that into their relationships. And so that brings me to my third point, the third privilege of what happens when you elevate into secure relationship status, is something that's called co-regulation. So co-regulating is when someone around you is a calm, secure person. They actually help you regulate your nervous system, right? And it's kind of how, like, when there's just certain people in your life that you just instantly feel really calm around, just kind of being in their energy, it has this impact on you. And it's actually a scientific thing, right? It's called co-regulation because we pick up on that other person, and that person's security helps us feel more secure as well. So when you're in a secure, healthy relationships, you might find that your nervous system is going to heal like 3 times more quickly, because that person, that safe person, becomes like a mirror to you, right? They are showing back at you the parts of you that need to be loved. They show you through role modeling what it's like to regulate their own feelings. And all of that healthy love that that person is able to show you and give to you and mirror to you, you're going to internalize that and bring all of that back into your inner child and bring all of that back into developing your own self-esteem. And just from saying that, doesn't that sound so much better than being with someone that's always being passive aggressive to you or not supporting your goals and ambitions and always trying to tear you down? Yeah, sounds a lot better. So as a recap, the 3 privileges I talked about is, number 1, you actually get to move on with your life and get past the circular arguments that keep you stuck in the original core wounds. The 2nd privilege is your first healthy relationship becomes like a lighthouse for you. It gives you proof and evidence that it is possible for you to attain that healthy relationship. And the next one will be even better because you've learned and you've shown yourself that you can do it. And the 3rd privilege is that secure relationships will actually co-regulate you, helping you repair and regulate your own nervous system so that you become less anxious and internalize a healthier sense of self-esteem, which is awesome. So my call to action for today is to really think about this idea of embodying the kind of person that you want to be with. So I say this a lot in my trainings and on certain videos, but secure people are just people, right? They're not uniquely special people. They're just people who are comfortable being themselves. That's really all there is to it. They're not people that we put on a pedestal, right? So I actually want you to think about, what kind of qualities do you want in an ideal secure partner? And then ask, are you currently embodying those qualities yourself, even when nobody is looking? So for example, if you want to be with someone who is calm and collected, well, are you those things, right? Even when no one is watching, when you're all by yourself on a Friday night, are you able to be emotionally regulated? Do you have those skills? So if you're hearing this and you're thinking, oh, gee, like I know what I want in someone else, but I'm realizing that I'm not being that living embodiment of those qualities myself, or maybe I don't even know where to start, right? I don't know what I want in somebody else. I have an invitation for you. So my real zone of genius is helping that high achieving person, professional entrepreneur, who's already 60, 70, 80% along on their healing journey. They know their attachment style. They could recite all this stuff even better than I can, right? They have all of this intellectual knowledge, but for some reason, all of that inner work just hasn't translated into healthy, thriving relationships. And so that last missing piece of connecting the inner child work with actual, real, healthy relationships is actually what I do inside my soulmate program. And so if you're listening right now, we have a brand new cohort starting May the 1st, but we have other cohorts opening up throughout the year. So if you're listening to this later on, we might have something for you as well. And if this feels like something that connects with you, right? Like you're also at that last missing piece where you just want to move on with your life, right? But you've done the meditate, you've done the praying, you've done the talk therapy, you've read every book on the wellness self-help chapters indigo list. You've read all of that. You've listened to this podcast front to back many times, but there's just something not connecting between the knowledge and the actual application is where I come in. And that is the magic of soulmate and the power of my type of coaching. You see, we're really trying to bridge between the energetics and also the strategies. So when you're going out there and you're meeting new people and hoping to attract a healthy partner, you need to know what you're doing as well, right? You can't approach people and connect with people the same way that you've been connecting with, you know, these toxic, misaligned people from your past. And we actually go into very excruciating details, such as like what to actually write on your dating profile if you prefer the online route. We actually teach you how to look for red flags and yellow flags early on and how to read red flags in a different way other than a checklist, okay? Because a checklist approach is not going to work. All right, I'm sorry, my loves. It's just not going to work. If it really worked, well, you would have found a healthy relationship by now. So if there's something about this that just speaks to you and you're ready, you're somebody who is just ready to take the leap and take responsibility for your life, you can apply directly at buygloriazhang.com/soulmate or click on the link below. We review the applications every couple of weeks or so. This program is always completely filled. So if you are interested, definitely try to be as detailed as possible in your applications to show your interest. Unfortunately, we don't have enough spots for everyone who writes in. So let us know if you truly are interested. If you found this episode enlightening or interesting, I would love to know. Take a screenshot and tag me at @bygloriazhang telling me your biggest takeaways because I love to hear from you all. Sending lots of love, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @bygloriazhang or visit bygloriazhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, bygloriazhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There, you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at bygloriazhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!